Playing Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Hi, Doctor. Welcome. Welcome again to Breakfast Club.
Thank you. Thank you. Just swallowing my chia.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Thanks, Little Bird. Thanks, Coffee Supreme. And thanks for everyone that's down here at the moment, too. There's a good throng. Feel free to come down. We're here till 10 o'clock. More live music coming up from Emily Adrosa. Doctor, today we discuss one of the most exciting instruments, I think, in the... In the modern suitcase.
But guess what? I think this is going to be, I don't know, an earth-shattering day for radio in New Zealand because you and I were wrong.
No, that can't be right.
I know. Put this down in
You're
the history
doctor.
Books.
You're a doctor.
We were wrong. So, there's two different instruments that we were confusing.
Ah, piss.
I know. The talk box is the one we were thinking of with the Peter Frampton.
Can we do that one?
We will do that one.
Oh.
But because I said we were doing vocoder, we're doing vocoder.
Vocoder.
See,
okay,
I got to stick
right,
to
okay.
my word.
Right,
I'm a man of my word.
Vocoder. Well, see, I thought that was the same thing.
I know. So did I. We were.
What a couple of galahs we are.
Say it wrong.
Wrong. Incorrect.
We were wrong.
But I'm not a doctor. Anyway. So the vocoder, tell us all about that then.
Okay, well, the vocoder is a small
I'm really brave about this. Yeah.
Synthesizer yep. that has a mic coming out of it.
Right.
And you put your voice into the synth, mm-hmm. and then it's put through the synth sounds. The talk box is the opposite.
So would a vocoder be something that sounds like this? Oh, I'll turn that up.
Damn.
Was that the delivery?
Yes.
That came. Thank you very much to the camera. You couldn't really hear that, could you?
Was that the eye coder? Yes. I love it. We got to make our new. We got to make a new sting for the show with the vocoder. So, the vocoder is the one that sounds robotic.
Yeah. Yeah,
the talk
I quite like that.
Box is the opposite because you're putting the guitar and it's coming out through your voice. And that's why it gets the more human sound, right? You know that... Yeah, so that's more human and the vocoder is more robotic. So that's how you can tell. From now on, impress your friends with your expert knowledge as to which that is. So they're almost literally the opposite. They're two different things, but I feel they're kind of opposite because one... is the sound is coming from your voice and the other one starts with your voice and comes out the butt of a synthesizer.
So the vocoder, does it happen live? Like, does it, so like if I'm talking on the, into the vocoder and playing it, does it?
Yeah, but it's
so
the.
So you don't have to like sample it and then sort of, this,
nope.
which is what I'm doing with this.
Well, let's play one of the songs. Let's play one of our songs. We're going to play one of the most famous ones, the Superman.
Such a good tune.
Yeah, this is a famous vocoder.
If you haven't never heard this tune, you shame. Shame on you.
Let's sing along.
Oh, Superman. Oh, John.
Song. I absolutely love the song. This is quite old, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Doctor?
84. Yes. Yes. Oh, 82. So,
Mary Tyler Regina.
Like some of the instruments we come across, they're interesting, and artists have to think about how do I want to use, you know, they're playing with them and they're experimenting. This one is a cappella, really.
Yeah.
Because she's not my, so she's experimenting using it. I mean, I would say technically it's not because it's not vocals only, it's a synth.
Yeah.
But we can say it's just creating the a cappella sound.
How modern is this instrument? How modern? The synthesizer's not that modern, but I mean,
it started
from the robot era.
Here's some fun facts. It started in the 1930s for coding during the war.
Is anybody home?
Classic. Thanks, the war.
That's right. Music, thanks you. It was sort of analyzing voice and compression, putting it in, and then able to alter it. Like, it's taking the wave sounds of your voice and then applying it to another instrument.
You mean like this?
Instrument.
Like that, you mean?
And so it's important for you, even using on phone networks. So there's a sample is the whole bit, and they use a lot of data. But this is like taking the data from your voice and just applying it to a synth. So it's not like a recorded sample, which uses a lot of bytes.
This is basically how robots talk, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, when I've been around. So now, the other big sort of genre that uses it is funk and soul, which is weird.
Yay,
right?
Let's hear it for funk and soul. Woo!
Because in some ways this is dehumanized, whereas funk and soul seems to sort of be the most
human.
Yeah,
but the thing is with funk and soul, they pretty much just take it and own it.
That's right. So let's hear that combo. This is...
I'm interested to see what track you're going to chuck it on.
Mr. Actually. Groove.
And I said, okay.
Chuck some cardboard down. How does that work so well, eh? Just smooth like good hairspray.
So, I mean, I would say this genre is a testament to, you know, people worry synthesizer samplers, our music's going to become so electronic, it's not going to have any earthy feel, but it can.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing, this is like, one of the first albums I ever bought was Beat Street, Volume 1.
Yeah.
And it had like we are Midnight Star, we're going to show you how to do it.
Yeah, and it was all like that. And and so much so that... they sort of have to call it a separate genre. Electro, you've probably heard that.
But electro's been stolen now. Electro's now, it's basically been stolen. Is this what electro used to be?
Yeah, it's a sort of bridge between disco and hip-hop.
So what about something like, we're going to rock down to electric? No?
We'll have to decide which one is
him. See, I love that. I think this is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So could they make this music without the vocoder is what I'm thinking.
I don't think so. So now Zap, I don't know if you know Zap.
I know Zap.
Theirs
yes, I
was
sure do.
Talkbox.
Oh, were they? Interesting.
Yeah.
Was that pre-vocoder?
It's around the same time. Wow, they're 70s and 80s. And I really feel like it's this experimentation between technology versus human. And by just kicking in the bass sounds, you get, you know, you're not losing any dirt. Any sweat.
No, you're retaining the dirt. You're right. In fact, you're retaining the dirt and polishing into a beautiful sheen.
Well, let's
aren't you?
Let's play the next song, which is another of, you know, sort of this electro. Jimmy Lewis and the L.A. Street Band, Street Freaks.
I love that.
Jimmy Lewis and the L.A. Street Band, one album wonder. Oh, yeah.
See, that's cool. But imagine if the vocoder broke halfway through. You know who you are. Oh, sound like a knob.
Now this is your childhood, right? Queen Street, breakdancing.
I wasn't such a hot breakdancer, to be honest, or bopper, as it was called back in the day.
You probably went down and watched the B-Girls, you know.
I went down to see the United Building Society Breakers.
The Fly Honeys. You never tried a head spin? You did.
Oh, yeah,
I can tell.
I can do a dolphin dive.
Really?
That's about it. A good head for it, a big neck, is that what you're saying?
Headspin without the protection cap.
Hell no. a lot of upper body weight. Why does it work so well with that music, Doctor? It's so complimentary.
Because it's so electronic, but it's bringing life from all the old black styles.
I don't know why people are so down on robots, to be honest.
They're great. So, Herbie Hancock, Jean-Michel Jarret, Daft Punk, Stevie Wonder. Oh, Styx, Mr. Roboto.
Oh, I hate that song.
This is better. ELO, Sweet Talking Woman.
That's good song.
Woohoo! And Blue Sky, Autobahn, Kraftwerk. Some Stevie Wonder. So, it seems like the 70s and 80s were sort of a blossoming time for the vocoder.
I'm obsessed by that song by Imogen Heap called Hide and Seek.
Yep.
Do you know that one? Is that vocoder or that's vocoder, isn't it?
Is that auto-tune? That's vocoder.
What's the difference between an auto-tune and a vocoder?
Auto-tune is different again. It's a computer.
I don't do that when they sound like that.
It's a computer thing that kind of retunes your voice. But use it incorrectly, you get that sound. But now people want that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was originally to help in the studio kind of...
Cheating.
Know. Yeah. Okay, come on. You've been in the studio. How many takes do you want to do? Just like cheat it.
Till you get it right.
So you can still buy vocoders.
How much are they? How much of I want to buy an entry-level vocoder. How much am I thinking?
Well, you can buy classic old-school ones for about $1,000. And that's the old, real ones.
Grand's a fair investment, though. You want to be pretty sure you want to talk like a robot.
But you can get some of the new synths, like the new Korgs and Rolands. They make a vocoder version. And you can tell because it has this, like, mic coming out of it.
I got this app for about $1.49, I think it was.
Okay, what's it called?
Called an iVoxel.
An iVox.
iVoxel.
So everyone download your iVox and record some music this weekend.
Hell yes.
And a bit of robot love.
All right, so this vocoder, that sounds like this pretty much comes the default in every robot, isn't it?
But
imagine if Stephen Hawking's voice was that.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Hang on.
Oh, my gosh.
Hang on, I can do one of those. Hang on, there we go.
Oh, so that's on the same app. You have your choice of Hawking or ELO.
Yeah.
Hawking, ELO, Future, Kanye.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's going to do it. Today your show is sponsored by iVox.
Yeah.
From the game store.
Here we go. Hang on, stand by, here we go.
The signs of a black hole. The signs of a black hole. Just to turn on the signs of a black hole.
Talking about the size of a black hole. That's what he's saying. It just sounds better than going, black hole.
Well, but you're choosing the tune through the synthesizer, right?
Yeah.
Whereas the human voice normally has a bit of a tune of its own tune.
Yeah, anyway, so...
Okay. Well, we will do the...
And we're broadcasting live from Real Groovy Records right now. We're doing this in the shop. On the shop floor.
Oh,
a lot of people here too, and we thank all those people that have come down, and we wish that you can join them.
I think
you've still
Sarah
another
called
hour.
A throng.
Yeah, it's an active. Throng. It's called an active throng.
Or was it a murder? Was it a murder of people?
A clutch.
Okay, so we will do the voice box separately sometime.
All right, can we do that next week?
Oh, it's not too samey.
No, hell no.
Okay.
No, I think I was really amping for it.
Oh,
Squeezing it in your mouth.
We'll do it next week.
Harder, faster,
we'll do it
stronger.
Next week. Okay,
Daft Punk, by the way. Daft Punk. Vocoder Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
You're very
more Travelling Tunes this time next week. Week.
You're welcome.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.